I'm Robin Tracy, also known as Veronica Eden, due to some old record label disputes. I wrote an article that seems to be touching a lot of people, and I'm pretty much just going to read my article. The name of my article is A Matter of Gender, Can There Be Acceptance? By Robin Tracy, also known as Veronica Eden. First of all, by writing this, I am publicly outing myself for the first time in my life. And I'll try to explain it to you, but it's not easy for me to do because I'm a little shy. And I've tried to keep a low profile and hide in what they call stealth mode for so long that I'm amazed I'm even telling this to you. But I feel this article is necessary because I've seen too much prejudice in my lifetime, and a lot of it comes from within our own gay and lesbian, bi, transgendered community, also known as GLBT. So why did I write this? Because a short while ago, at a gig that I played at a local lesbian bar, a man came over to a group of lesbian women sitting at a table and said about me, "Well, she's awesome." And they said, "He." And they left before I could talk to them. That hurt. And while I can easily sing in a feminine voice, the rock songs that I choose to play often require a gutsier sound. And I like that. So I guess that when I play a gig, there will always be someone in the audience who suspects something is different about me. And plus, I'm 5'11 and much too overweight. But being accepted for who I am is really the scary part. TS, TG, CD. TS is transsexual, TG is transgendered, CD is crossdresser, and there are so many more of those initials and acronyms that a wide variety of people exist in the GLBT world, even though it seems that many would prefer it only be GL or gay and lesbian. But did you know that the TSTGCD group includes more of you than you might realize? It includes a straight man who may enjoy wearing panties under his suit once in a while. It includes boys, spelled B-O-I-S, which are lesbians who often have very short hair and may wear men's briefs under their jeans. Maybe they just wear their ball cap backwards. It includes those butch dykes and men who tweeze their eyebrows and wear makeup. It's a wide range fits into that category. And why is it that lesbians enjoy drag shows so much but seem to hate a transsexual who's gone through years of therapy, hormones, and ultimately surgery to correct what we now know in the 21st century is a legitimate medical condition? Coming from a group that has had to fight for its own acceptance, to ostracize another group seems so wrong. Where is the BT, the bi and transgendered in GLBT? What would these same women think about Chastity Chaz Bono? She's going through sex reassignment right now. You all know Sonny and Cher's daughter, Chastity. Well, now he's known as Chaz, and he's becoming a man. I don't know how gay men feel about this issue. I do know what I've witnessed, though. I feel bad for one of those transsexual, transgendered male-to-females who's 6 feet tall with an Adam's apple and hands that could palm a basketball. I've seen the looks that they get when they walk in society or in a gay bar. And I hate Jerry Springer for the false transsexual people he parades on his show. They make it hard for acceptance to take place. Just like the stereotypes they still portray of gays and lesbians. We were all jokes to mainstream society. Where is the love? Who among us has the right to judge someone else until we've walked in their shoes? We all have secrets and skeletons in our closets. Who gets to throw the first stone? If you can find it in your heart, try to keep an open mind. Think about what these people have had to deal with throughout their entire lives. Think about what it was like for you when you were maybe 13 years old and found yourself attracted to someone of the same sex. I bet you didn't feel too comfortable about this. You probably tried to deny your feelings, and I'm sure you hid them from your parents and your schoolmates. Can you remember that far back? There are some TSTG people who are very open about their condition. There are also those who wish to reveal it only to those who truly need to know, like a lover, a partner, or a close friend. This is no different than how gays and lesbians live their lives. Not every gay or lesbian is out at work or even with their families. They're hiding their deepest secret because society told them that they were different, that they were sinners, that they were freaks. We are all subject to this day to beatings, rapes, and hate crimes. And think about that for a moment and then put yourself in the shoes of this TS or TG person. Give them a break. At the very least, give them acceptance because they're ultimately no different than you. Try to remember, we're all God's children, and He loves us just the way we are. I'm going to talk about my history. A long time ago, near a small rented house in Jersey City, New Jersey, I was born at the same hospital that my mother worked at for many years. My parents, like most parents, probably looked at me and thought, oh, what a beautiful baby. And there's a question mark there because I didn't have any scrotum, but there was a female vulva below and around a penis-like protrusion. I had a form of AIS, or androgen insensitivity syndrome. Was I a boy or was I a girl? My mother was 45 years old when she had me. She took the drug DES, which is diacetylstilbestrol, just before I was conceived. This drug was later found to cause severe birth defects, including the inability for the pregnant woman to produce enough testosterone to make the fetus a full male. My father was 47. He was starting to become an alcoholic, sleeping pill popping, drug user. I had a brother 20 years older and a sister 13 years older. My mother worked the 3 to 11 shift at the hospital, so it was left to my brother and mostly my sister to watch me and take care of me. But anyway, my mother insisted that I was female, and the doctors agreed. On my original birth certificate, my legal unchanged name is Robin Aaron Tracy, female. My father and brother hated this, and me as well. They called me a freak. Because my father was often away as I grew older, I was alternately sent to live with my now-married brother and his family at times, and then with my now-married sister at other times, and then back to my mother's for a while. On and on it went, often meaning I had to alternate between living as a boy or a girl. By 4 years old, I was already depressed, confused, angry, and aware that something was terribly wrong with me. When living with my brother, I tried to play my boy role. I wore the blue pajamas and played cowboys and Indians, and even had a yellow metal Tonka toy dump truck. I learned that boys don't cry, and boys don't talk about being hurt. I couldn't understand it yet. But at night when saying my prayers, I would beg God that in the morning when I woke up, that a wonderful transformation would have taken place. I knew God understood, and I knew He would fix it. I just had to pray really hard and promise Him anything and everything. I turned 5 years old, but God must have had other things on His mind. I would just pray harder. And since I was going to be going to a Catholic parochial school right after my birthday, I knew I had a special connection now, but it didn't work out the way I hoped. My father was back and had an altered birth certificate issued to say male with a new male name. This came in handy many years later when I was able to legally marry my girlfriend of 2 years, and we were married for 18 years. I put the male birth certificate away and never looked at it again. I only use my first and legal female birth certificate now. A lot of things went on in my life from 5 to 12, a lot of new thoughts and feelings and puberty itself. This presented a real conflicted time for me. Should I continue to play sports and do typical boy things, or could I let the real me show? I do have to say that I was not feminine. I love sports and got a second degree black belt in Kenpo karate from Ed Parker's school. I struggle with the same issue even today, so many years later. Who is the real me? What would people think of the real me? Would I be rejected? I was truly afraid of what I was feeling and thinking about myself. How could I be this way? How many others might have the same problem in their lives? Every day I thought these thoughts, God, please make me right. But anyway, here I was in the sixth grade, surrounded by the very gender I wanted to be, female, and looking with envy at the catalogs, getting dressed up as often as I could, yet I still was treated as a boy and my friends were mostly boys. So I had to keep doing boy things in a boy way, trying to use a girl's brain to understand these boys to fit in, and all of it just being a big total mess. I was trapped. It was just like I've read in other books about having a sex change. I was a girl trapped in a boy's body, and there must be a way out of it. Well, there was. But at the age of 13, my mother took me to an endocrinologist. It was then that I was first put on a regimen of female hormones and anti-male hormones, and things started getting much better. After high school, I joined the Navy, but after only a year, I was given an honorable medical discharge due to my ambiguous genitalia. I went home to Baltimore, Maryland, and went to Johns Hopkins Hospital. And it was there that I had corrective surgery to make me fully female, and that was around 1976. I've lived as a female ever since. And just a few notes on what's the difference between being transgender or transsexual or having an intersex condition. People who identify as transgender or transsexual are usually people who are born with typical male or female anatomies, but feel as though they've been born into the wrong body. For example, a person who identifies as transgender or transsexual may have a typical female anatomy, but feel like a male and seek to become a male by taking hormones and electing to have sex reassignment surgeries, just like Chaz Bono. People who have intersex conditions, like myself, have an anatomy that is not considered typically male or female, but most people with intersex conditions come to medical attention because doctors or parents notice something unusual about their bodies. In contrast, people who are transgendered have an internal experience of gender identity that is different from most people. Many people confuse transgender and transsexual people with intersex conditions because they see two groups of people who would like to choose their own gender identity, and sometimes those choices require hormonal treatments and/or surgery. these are similarities. It's also true, albeit rare, that some people who have intersex conditions also decide to change genders at some point in their life. So some people with intersex conditions might also identify themselves as transgender or transsexual. In spite of these similarities, these two groups should not be and cannot be thought of as one. The truth is that the vast majority of people with intersex conditions identify as male or female rather than transgender or transsexual. Thus, we're all people who identify as transgender or transsexual experience problems with their gender identity. Only a small portion of intersex people experience these problems. It's also important to understand the differences between these two groups because, in spite of some similarities, they face many different struggles, including different forms of discrimination. People who identify as transgender or transsexual also face discrimination and deserve equality. I believe that people with intersex conditions and folks who identify as transgender or transsexual can and should continue to work together on human rights issues. However, there are important differences to keep in mind so that both groups can work toward a better future. I hope this can happen in my lifetime. If you have any questions about these conditions, I have information that will help, and you can feel free to email me at robin_guitargirl@yahoo.com or veronica.eden@yahoo.com. And if you get a chance, you can visit my website and listen for yourself to me playing out live and some originals from my first two albums. It's at www.veronicaeden.com. Peace and love to all of you.